Dobry.
I don't know what that means.
Hello. It means...
Well, you should. Well, we should tell the folks on the phone what that means.
It means... Well, it means good morning. Or, like, good day.
In Polish.
In Polish.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to Two Pods Talking Bravo.
Just start speaking Polish for the rest of this call. Everyone's going to unsubscribe. Like, what the hell are they talking about
or
now?
We just get a crazy amount of Polish subscribers out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Your entire family is now listening to this. Their cousins are listening to this.
Although, I don't think Bravo exists in Poland.
Does it not?
I don't think so.
Well, it has to, though, because it exists in London. And
it's a different
country. Wouldn't it? Well, yeah, but, like, wouldn't it be, like, Europe, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Do you ask your cousins if they listen to Bravo?
Well, because they were asking me about the podcast, and I said it's about this channel that we have, Bravo.
And they didn't know about it?
They don't have the channel. Yeah.
Can you imagine life without Bravo?
No. Can you folks on the phone imagine life without Bravo?
I literally think, like... Bravo. I mean, Bravo is half our lives. Like, literally, I learn shit from Bravo. I get my news from Bravo. Almost all of my Instagram feed is, like, Bravo Labs. Like, if we didn't have Bravo,
life would just be a little bit simpler. And I don't think I necessarily want that.
Kind of dark and, like, boring.
Lonely.
Maybe.
You know? We wouldn't have this beautiful community.
Wait, so if they don't have Bravo, then what do they, like, watch? Do they talk about, like, reality? Do they know what reality TV is? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah. They know what it is. And they also have, like, the Netflix, you know, all the Netflix reality shows and all of that. There is
but that's, like, fake reality.
I know. It's very different.
Well, it's, like, super produced.
And I think if that's people's first experience with reality, then they probably won't think that they'll like reality TV. But Bravo is just a whole different beast, as we know. But
fair enough. Well, I send them blessings, and I hope they can come to America and experience Bravo one day.
Yes, I agree. Or maybe Bravo can go to Poland.
Or even better, they can listen to our podcast. They can live vicariously through us, and hopefully the content we give them is satisfying enough.
I would love that.
Ask them. You know what? Let us know. If you're in Poland and you're listening, let us know if we're enjoyable.
And dziękujemy that you're listening.
Okay, so I took a sip of this.
Well, you have to explain what this is.
Okay, yeah. So, as you guys know, we always have a drink on our pod now because I guess we're just... I'm not going to say the A word. I'm just going to say we're drink connoisseurs.
We're not the A word. We are drink connoisseurs.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, we're not that extreme.
No.
Exactly.
Gosh, what are you doing to us?
But anyway, so I got this drink for us to experiment. So as you guys know, Monzi and I, we love our Aperol spritzies, but it is hard work to make it and perfect it. So, girl with no job, I saw she has Spritz Society, found this drink on the 4th, I think, liquor store when I was running around Boston looking for it.
Oh my gosh.
I was committed.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, of course. And, yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Let me know if you like it.
Okay, so the thing is, it's not claiming to be an Aperol Spritz.
Yeah. No.
It's Spritz Society, and it says it's blood orange flavor, too, which is interesting.
And it doesn't really taste like blood orange, but at the same time, is an Aperol Spritz technically blood orange? Like the actual liqueur.
Oh.
Because when you make the drink, they don't put a blood orange. They put an orange.
Right.
But the actual liqueur itself, like, to me, this tastes pretty close to an Aperol. I mean, it's not like, I guess, like, it doesn't taste like Aperol, but close.
It says that it's a wine spritz.
Yeah.
Let me do another little tiny sip slice.
Your
thoughts.
So when I first took the first sip, I was like, okay, I'm pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. Where it does not taste like shit. It is like, it's refreshing. And
best review anyone has ever given. It does not actually taste like shit.
Well, because the other one you gave me said that definitely tainted my mind. Because so, like, for the folks on the phone, Mon comes in my house and she goes, I got you something, and lo and behold, it is a what? Like a, it's not an Aperol Spritz, but an aperitif spritz.
Yeah. It's in a can. I got a Total Wine. It's, I think it's the only one they have. The can is very cute. And yeah, it doesn't claim to be an Aperol Spritz, but it's implying it because Aperol is the brand and aperitif is what it is.
Yeah.
So it's an aperitif spritz.
Right. Ideally, let's just say it's like an Aperol Spritz lookalike, right?
I think it's attempting to be
an Aperol Spritz in a can.
Yes. Whereas this, I don't think is.
So I didn't try that one yet, but you said it was shit. So that's why I got nervous, being like, oh, is this going to be good? Because we're so particular about our Aperol Spritzes.
I know.
But this, I like it, but it's more like the aftertaste kind of dies. So you get that feeling where you take the first sip and you're like, oh, okay, like that's good, that's refreshing. But there's no aftertaste, like it doesn't like stay.
Ah,
it kind of like vanishes.
It, I think that's, that makes it a little refreshing.
I mean, honestly, it's good.
Hold the phone. Keep it entertained. I'm going to grab you the can. We'll do an on-the-spot comparison.
You're leaving me. All right, guys, so I have a couple minutes to entertain you because Mon just went to go get the other aperitif spritz. Oh, that was pretty fast.
She's back. This is called the Luxardo Aperitivo Spritz.
Does it say it's from Italy? I didn't read it properly. But does it say it's from Italy? Like the can? I think it's like right here. Like
can in Ohio.
Oh. Okay.
Luxardo Aperitivo Liqueur with sparkling water. And
oh, I thought, oh, it's an Italiano style. I thought it said made in like Italy or something. Oops, so there's no amore in here? Like the limoncello spritz?
There's tastes like there's no amore. Whatever hate is in Italian, that's what it tastes like.
Try it. Oh my God, it's so bad.
Try it. If it's trying to be an Aperol spritz, it's failing miserably.
I hope that was some ASMR. The mic just got that crack.
Jasmine cracked open the can.
I think you're rude. Is that gonna be good ASMR?
She's going to take a sip.
Oh no!
I know.
No.
I know.
No.
I know.
That tastes like my cough syrup when I was like 8 years old.
It's so cough syrupy. Can I try another?
Did you buy like a whole box of it?
Four of them, yeah. Oh my God.
It's so bad.
It tastes like a putrid popsicle. It's so bad.
No. Okay. Would you give your worst enemy this?
Well, my it's mom loves spill. It. So what? I just left the rest of the cans with her. I'm like, well, you don't like this.
Well,
if you're not comparing
it
to an Aperol Spritz, I think you, I mean, it doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good at all. But I think if you don't compare it to an Aperol Spritz, it's different. No.
You want some more?
No.
No, that actually tastes like my bronchitis medicine. Like, it's so bad. Like, it really tastes like awfulness. Well, yeah. Good thing I didn't buy it. Because I kind of almost did. Because I was looking for the aperitif one. And then I Googled it. And then it was like Spritz Society. So, girl with no job, your search engine optimization is working very well. Because I literally Googled Aperol Spritz in a can. And then I Googled aperitif spritz, and the first thing that came up was Spritz Society. So you guys are killing it with the marketing if you're listening to us. Probably not, but I hope so. Maybe one day.
Did you see if there are any other flavors besides
orange? Yes, there are. So I actually did a variety pack. So I was torn. I was like, should I get it? Should I not? But I didn't want, what if this wasn't good?
You don't want to commit.
No, but honestly, let's try another flavor next time because they have the limon.
Okay.
Which is probably limoncello.
Yeah.
And then they had a grapefruit one, which, like, I don't know how I feel about it because I'm, like, weird about grapefruit as well.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe next time I get the variety pack and then we can do a little taste test to see what we like. But
keen.
So what would you rate this Society Spritz drink?
Well, we're not comparing it to an Aperol Spritz. I know. We're not, comparing it to an Aperol Spritz.
We are not.
I'm comparing it to, like, I'm at a bar and I order something spritz. Like, a custom, you know, something they make at the bar that's not an Aperol Spritz, just, like, a something spritz. Yeah, I like it. I'm a little particular with my orange. Like, you know how you're particular about grapefruit?
Yeah.
I'm particular about orange, and I don't usually like orange-flavored things. This tastes a little bit natural.
I feel like that ruined my palate. That shit jank ruined my palate.
I give it a 7. Like, I don't think, if I was at a bar, I don't think I would order it again. But I will happily have this whole thing. I don't know. It's just my
orange. I hope
orange.
The girl with
it's
no not, job is not listening not, to us.
It has nothing to do with. It's me. It's not
it's
you.
A
you.
It's me. It's a you it's problem.
It's me and orange. Yeah. What do you rate it?
I don't know. I'm torn now because I think it's good, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm like going back and forth with it. I'm like, do I like it? Do I not? Like, it is really refreshing, but it's not an Aperol spritz.
I know, but it's not claiming to be.
I know.
Just, oh, spritz.
Which I will say, from a marketing standpoint, I think it's really smart that they're not claiming it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just because an Aperol spritz is just the elitist of the elitist of drinks, whereas it's just one of those things where it's like it's hard to compete, you know?
And I just don't think you can it. Like, it needs to be
you
fresh
really don't think
orange.
So?
It needs to be... I don't know.
Why don't we look into this? Because a business opportunity.
If anyone knows how to start a business, Kyle Cook, let us know.
Why don't we start putting business to the side? Why don't we, like, for funsies, go to a factory and see if we can even make this?
Sure.
Do you know any factories? That's kind of what Kyle did. Do I know any factories? I don't know. Let me just, like, look on Zillow. I don't know. Not Zillow, but I guess that's just properties. I'm sure we can Google it.
We can Google it.
Just casually DM Kyle Cook.
That's the thing, you know. In conclusion,
I don't know.
There is yet to be a canned Aperol Spritz that makes it
yeah,
more
but don't
convenient
give
to have
people
our favorite
the idea,
drink.
Though.
Yeah, but don't take our idea.
How do we patent this right away?
We're verbally patenting it right now. That's how it works.
If anyone steals this idea, we will find you.
Yeah, our security is going to come get you.
Our legal team will take action.
Yeah, our legal team and security. Jazz is the legal team, I'm security.
Oh, shit. If I'm legal team, we're screwed. You're pretty good at security.
Screwed.
No, you need the security.
They're bigger than me.
No, but you could be scary. There are moments
when
you're
scary. When I'm PMSing, I can definitely be scary.
I have seen moments where you have made me shout myself.
Yeah, well.
One of them still does crack me up a lot. I don't know if you remember, this was ages ago, but you were fucking frightening. We were in the car, and it was the roundabout when we were still living in Somerville. And someone had, like, either cut you off or what. I don't even know what happened. But you literally rolled down your window, and you screamed so loud. And you were like, fuck you! You fucking piece of shit! And you were, like, screaming. And I, like, sat there. I feel like my soul came out of my body. I literally was like, who... is this a woman? But I mean, because I think it was also
welcome
the first...
to Boston.
I know. We were like still kind of, I wouldn't say new at being friends, but I was still getting to know you. And I hadn't seen that side of you before. And that was like my first time where I was like, oh shit, don't fuck with this bitch.
I think it really only comes out when I have road rage because I would never do that to someone to their face.
Actually, but... the scariest moments I do see of you is when you're in the car.
Exactly. It's just... Not to toot my own horn, this is a completely unbiased opinion. I'm a very good driver, and I know all the rules. And when I see people that are bad drivers and don't know the rules, I get very upset. And especially if I'm driving around all day in Boston, it compounds. Like, I see people doing dumb things left and right, and I hit a certain point where I'm like, you know what? I can't take it anymore. Y'all
there are idiots who are making turns and not using their indicator. There are people who are like...
Don't even get me slaughtered.
You can't see Monica right now. She's already, like, shivering
twitching.
And shaking. We show up to Molly's pregame, your eye is, like, twitching, like... What happened to her?
Happy birthday, Molly. But really, happy birthday, Molly.
Yes, big shout-out to our friend, Molly. It's her birthday. I'm excited for this pregame later. I'm excited to hit the club.
We're going out.
Yeah, you enjoyed your Brazilian music, listening to the tunes to get... Your alone time, get hyped. Do you feel cleansed?
Yes. So Jazz and I were discussing. Well, before, right, just to give you context, right after this, we're going to our friend's Molly's house.
Yeah.
Who lives with Kate, her sister. But you guys know who Kate is. So I don't have to tell you that it's Molly's
Kate's
sister.
Molly's sister.
No, Kate is Kate, and Molly is Molly. And we're going to their place for pregame, and then we're going out in Boston. But Jazz was just chugging coffee straight out of the bottle right before this.
I fucking need it.
And this is how she says people close to the 30s, which we're not that close. Get ready for the club.
I just said it for dramatics. Dramatic effect.
And I told her that before I came over, I laid naked in bed, and for 20 minutes, I listened to calming Brazilian music and didn't look at my phone. Because that's how I needed to decompress. At the I don't do this regularly. This is just something that was calling to my soul. And it, honestly,
hey, you do what you do what you gotta do. I put on a face mask. You lay in bed naked, listening to Brazilian calming music. You know, you do what you gotta do.
Try it. You'd like it.
I don't know if that's my jam. I don't really enjoy being naked, honestly. Like, it's just, I feel like a lot of people who are like, oh, I live alone. You know, I can't wait to just walk around my house with no clothes. Or some people are like, not gonna name names, but love to just sleep naked and like not wear anything. And I'm just, I don't know. It's just not my, I don't judge. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I just like clothes. I did lay in a robe where I had the face mask.
That's
nice. I didn't have anything underneath.
That's your thing.
Yeah, but I still like to have something. I don't know.
No, that's fair. I mean, I was under the covers, which are super nice, but like, I'm not like a huge, like, naked all the time person. But when it's 90 degrees out every single day, you know what? Like,
it's just crazy hot. Yeah.
I just don't really want to put on clothes right now. I'm just going to chill out without clothes.
Well, I'm glad you feel rejuvenated. You've been on a world tour of meeting every human on this planet of the Earth. Have you had a day to yourself to just, like, sit?
Monday, the day before 4th of July.
Are you serious? One day.
I didn't do anything.
Because you didn't come party it up with us.
No.
It was really fun. That was a really fun night.
See, I was watching the videos,
and you were and I was like
I'm so glad I'm out there. I'm so glad you guys are having fun. It looked very fun.
Yeah.
So I get really bad FOMO. That was one thing where I'm just like, I do not have FOMO right now.
I mean, good. I mean, that's how I felt on Thursday. Not like anyone was doing anything on Thursday, but
you can get FOMO if there's nothing happening.
I mean, yeah, you can get FOMO from just making plans.
Jasmine's had like one day off in the last week and a half of not
literally
raging.
I get such bad FOMO. It was so bad. So speaking of FOMO, so today I told you I woke up and I was in really, really bad period cramps. It was so bad. And I had plans to go to the beach, but only for a couple hours because obviously we had to get ready for Molly's birthday. And so I literally wake up. And I was going to go much earlier in the day. So I had enough time. Anyways, point is I was in so much pain. So I literally texted them and I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm in so much pain. Forget about it. 20 minutes goes by. I get FOMO and I'm like, fuck it. I'm coming.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I went to the beach today.
You went to the beach today? With who?
I was at the beach for like an hour and 20 minutes. Like, it was very fast. I was meeting up with Lexi and Lauren and like Tori and Sarah was coming and then some
Carson?
Other people. I'm Street Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically they wanted to go to Maine and I was like, I can't.
To Maine.
Yeah,
oh my
I know.
God.
To go island hopping in Maine.
Yeah, we love island hopping in Maine. Maine has islands, by the way.
They do. I don't know why everyone's laughing at
no,
me.
No, they do. I'm just letting everyone
know. No, I mean, Maine's great, but couldn't go to that. Hot. I showed up. I ate a sandwich, sweated my ass off, took a bunch of Motrin, and an hour and 10 minutes goes by. Oh, I also dropped my sober seltzer in the sand, so it was crunchy when I was drinking it.
Oh, that's the worst.
Got a little crunch on top.
That's the worst.
And then I left. And then I searched Boston for this drink, and time flew by in 2 seconds. I thought I had time to do my nails. I thought I had time to take a nap. I thought I had time to... No, I think that's about it. I think I got everything else done.
Well, that sounds like you had a good day either way. You can do the other
stuff. Did you have a nice day today?
Yeah.
Did you have time to yourself today?
Yeah, I stayed at my parents' last night. I went to Levitate.
I was going to ask. I see you're wearing the t-shirt. I love how you get a t-shirt everywhere you go now. Because every time I see you, it's like...
I just love a new graphic tee.
No, I know. I dig it. It's nice.
A chic graphic tee.
It is chic.
Yeah. Levitate's like a very chill music festival in Massachusetts. And I went yesterday with my family and some of their friends. And it was really, really fun.
I love how you go to concerts with your parents. Like, it's just, like, such a recurring thing I see you do. And I'm like, I love that. Because, I don't know, you don't really see it that often where, like, kids go to a concert with their parents. Like,
true. Well, this is the same artist every time, basically.
I was going to ask, is it the same artist that you guys go see?
Yeah, it has been the same one. And then there's another artist that they've been wanting to see that was, like,
and you all like the same artist, right?
Yeah, it's, like, reggae.
Yeah.
Reggae and new. They were so good.
No Shweezy this time?
No Shweezy, no.
Oh, I was going to play him in the car. He does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sick. No kidding. What's the song called? Sing it for us.
California. I have no clue how it
is. California Day that you just saw on Instagram?
Yeah. Did you see it too?
Well, yeah. It's not new. He's had that song for years.
Okay, then I'm done. Never mind. Just literally ignore me. How was your Friday? Summer Friday, as you might have seen on the gram.
Wait, yeah, so
you guys had a full-on pool day. Like,
okay, so when I made that video, I knew I wanted to make that video, like, in the moment. But I was, like, pretty drunk last night. I was watching The Hunger Games till 2 a.m. It was great. But I was making the video, and I was having so much fun. Most views we've ever had. 630 views and counting.
Chips, mate.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes you got some fresh content's good.
Yeah, of course.
It's funny. It's light. You know, it doesn't always have to be us all the time.
That's true.
But yesterday was a blast. We missed you very much.
Thank you.
It was honestly so much fun. Like, we had a pool day at a friend Molly's. Her parents were so generous. And
Kate's sister, Molly.
Kate's sister. Yes. Kate, I just went tripped me up for a minute. I was like, wait, because now you're saying the opposite. Yeah, so Kate's sister had us over at their parents' house. You know, nice day. We all ended work early, but honestly, no drama. Kate's sister went to Ocean State Job Lot and got badminton rackets for like $4.
Yeah.
So we were just playing that the whole time in the pool. The dogs were so cute. Willa, you would have loved this. She jumped in the pool. So Willa is one of the dogs.
No.
There's Willa and Nala. They're so freaking cute. We will post them on our Instagram because they are so freaking cute. Willa literally jumps in the water and comes swimming with us.
Oh,
it was
my.
So cute. So cute.
I would have died.
This poor lady was like stressed out though because every time. You saw the videos. If you guys follow me on Instagram stories, everyone was jumping the pool. Everyone was doing fun little stupid tricks. Every single time someone jumped in the pool, poor Willow was, like, barking.
Oh,
she thought we were drowning.
Oh, my God. She's
security guard.
Like, the best dog, you know? That's Willow. She's literally
and she was
best
so nice
dog.
And floofy, too, because she didn't get a haircut. So she looked, like, poofy and cute. Oh, it was great.
Oh, my gosh.
And Nala was amazing, as always. Content. We're going to see Nala this evening at the pregame.
Yes.
Can't freaking wait.
Me either.
El Amigo was phenomenal as per usual.
El Amigo has been noted to be some of the best Mexican in Massachusetts, I believe.
So. Guys, go to Waltham. It's this hole-in-the-wall Mexican place. It's cheap. And honestly, it's so freaking good. Like, you...
Delicioso, as they say.
So, you've obviously been to Texas. You've obviously had this Mexican food there. Do you think... How would you compare El Amigo to that?
Honestly, I feel like every time I have Mexican, I compare it to El Amigo. And
yeah,
I
me
don't
too.
I think anything really compares. Like,
same.
Something about their chicken burrito, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's so
unbeatable. Do you
unbeatable.
Get the same chicken burrito every single time you go to El Amigo?
So I used to do the, like, the flautas, like the fried, covered in, like, sour cream and lettuce.
Your
and...
version of chilaquiles, but actually flautas?
Yes. Whatever you want to call them.
I like
those or a chicken
it's like,
burrito.
It's like they're rolled up, right? And
yeah.
They're deep fried?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. So good.
Do you get the same thing every time?
Yeah. I get just the tacos especiales. It's super simple, but it's like, it's just something about the marination of the meat. Because I get, so nowadays, I actually have not cooked pork in the house anymore. Just do chicken
just
and
kosher.
Turkey. I know, I'm just kidding, you know, changing over here, but no, so, like, whenever I go out, I'll, like, try and order it, and anyways, it's just whatever they, like, marinate it with, like, it's just freaking crack, and then it's super basic, it's just avocado, cilantro, onions, the tortilla, like, the portion, the size, the energy you get from it, the vibes, it's just, like, banging.
The energy and the vibes,
it's
all
just,
you need in Mexican food.
I know, and it's cheap, and it's just, we got chips and guac. Their chips were, like, freshly made, you know. Literally tastes like they went to the farm and they got the corn and then they and then how do you make chips from corn?
Well, you have to make it in tortilla. So you have to put the corn,
whatever process that is. It just that it just tasted so good. It was so good.
That's amazing. I'm jealous.
Whenever something's fresh, you're like, that. Not like the stupid $40 pasta I was telling you about. It was a box BS pasta.
Paesta.
You know, here's a poll for you guys. So if you guys, for those of you who like Italian food, how should I phrase this question?
I don't know what you're going to ask.
Well, like, I basically want to ask, like, how much would you spend for, like, a really good pasta dish that's, like, fresh?
Okay. Well, there you go. That's the question. How much would you
spend? That's your answer. Yeah.
Let's say,
like gourmet, add whatever toppings you want to it, but eat it like, fresh pasta.
Over $28 on a fresh pasta?
I mean, I have.
If it's delicious and worth it, would you? Or is that just, like, too much? 28? Is that a good rate? 30? 30? 32?
Honestly, I think 30 should be the max for pasta. Because I've spent $36 on a pasta dish before, and it was pretty extra. It was so unnecessary. But I got carried away. Basically, it was fresh pasta, which was delicious. It was with mushrooms, sun-dried tomato, some basil, some garlic, fresh olive oil. And then they made it in the cheese wheel. And then they flambéed it.
Oh,
they
I mean, that's like a whole cognac experience.
I know. So. It was $36, so, like, I don't know. You think that's worth it?
That's less than I thought it would be. I've always wanted one of those cheese wheel.
It was really good. It was bomb. But then, I don't know. I'm like, it's pasta, though. Like,
yeah, at the end of the day.
There's no, like, lobster in it. There's no, like, truffle in it. There's no, like, gold in it. Like, you know, there's no, like, $100 note in it. Like, I'm just saying, like, I feel like, I think for me, it's like $30 should be the cutoff.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let us know, guys.
Think.
How much are you willing to spend on, like, a good pasta? It's different. Like, okay, the cheese wheel is different. If there's, like, truffle, obviously, like, that's different. But if it's, like, just a normal, you know, something, just normal pasta, fresh pasta, how much would you spend? Because inflation do be real, and we ain't spending $38 on pasta.
Dude, inflation's BS right now. Like, every time I look at prices, I'm like, shit's gone up. And I'm like, where's my salary going up? It's funny, too, that I brought that up, because I will be talking about our podcast at our next work lunch and learn. So, to my colleagues, if you're listening to me, I love you guys. I love my job. Anyways.
PSA to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have AC,
go buy one.
Go buy one. Don't invite me to your terrarium this summer, okay? Thank you.
Okay, so good news. I have finally caught up in Below Deck.
Yay!
And I've been wanting to talk to you about it. I feel like when we had the podcast, like, come alive. Because before the podcast, I'm like, I have to save my conversation. I can't text you. I can't speak with you before.
Lay it on me, sister.
Okay, so... Wow, this season, I think, is my favorite season ever. Oh. The drama is so good. That's what I've been telling you. It's like, Below Deck, I do love Below Deck. I feel like when I watch it, I'm enjoying it. But I feel like when I'm not watching it, I'm not really thinking about it. And I'm not thinking about putting it on. Because there's nothing that's really, like, I'm dying to see. Like, I just feel like when you watch it, it's, like, good vibes, it's good energy, it's funny, it's entertaining. But there's nothing that's really, like...
Gripping.
That's a better word. There's nothing like gripping, but like, oh my god, this love triangle, so good. And like, I am living for Mads just shitting on, like, not shitting on it, but like being like, Gary, I don't want to date you.
Yes!
Leave me alone. Because no one's ever done that to him.
He needed to be humbled, and she is humbling.
He is literally a dog right now with his tail in between his legs. He is like a little... crybaby, like, I didn't get my ice cream today. Like, that's literally what he's like whining.
That's
like,
give me my kisses. I'm gonna go kiss Daisy.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you can't do that, bro.
Like, so inappropriate.
Literally, dude. Your friends are dating, and you're gonna go and try and kiss her.
So I was listening. Conveniently, was listening to Giggly Squad after. You know, I'm always listening to Giggly Squad. I'm always giggling. But it was actually pretty convenient. So there was a snippet It's not snippet. There's a little part where Paige was basically saying, like, I think guys are more insecure than girls. And I was like, honestly, I do. Yeah. Especially the guys who have the biggest ego, because what are they trying to prove, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why can't you just be yourself, tone it down, right? And so, anyway, she was just talking about, like, yeah, like, guys are, you know, who are, like, maybe man whores or attention seekers, they're the most insecure of them all because they seek the validation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure they enjoy the chase. I'm sure they enjoy the whole, you know, I can do whatever I want. But, so anyways, with all that being said, I'm like, wow, Gary must be, like, highly insecure because the entire time we've been watching him on 4 seasons, he's always not just looking for the girl, he's looking for every girl.
Yep.
Literally every single girl he can get his hands on. And when he doesn't, like, get it his way, which is why I'm living for Mads, being like, dude, you can get it, but, like, on my terms.
Yeah.
He is literally, like, squirming. And he's just like, I don't like this. Because his ego is being, like, knocked down. And yeah. I love it. It's, I love it so much. Good. Yeah, I know. It's great. And he's also being a shit friend to Colin because... I swear to God, like, if any of you girls were, like, doing that to my man, I would be like, oh, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
What Gary's doing is so rude to Colin.
And
so disrespectful.
Like, the thing about it is that Colin asked Gary so many times.
Yeah, so many times.
Oh, Daisy. And he's like, I mean, sorry, Gary's like, oh, no, it's cool, it's chill, whatever. No, I don't like her, whatever, whatever. He's lying, obviously. And the thing is, like... Just be honest. Be honest and say that you like her and that you guys hooked up. And I know he was being respectful. That wasn't a whole other thing. Is he was being respectful to Daisy about not telling people that they hooked up because Daisy asked him not to. Which it is very nice of him not to tell people.
Being respectful about one thing, though. Literally one thing. Do you remember the line that he said where... I think it was the last episode and Gary goes... Gary's trying to kiss her, and then he's like, leave me alone or whatever. And then he goes, oh, well, I'm with Mads, you're with Colin. And then she was like, exactly. And then Gary goes, do you think we're doing it to get back at each other?
Oh.
And Daisy goes, why would you say that? That's so bad. And it was so messed up because literally the scene before that or after that, Gary asked Mads to be his girlfriend for, like, the third time. So it's like, Gary, what are you doing? What do you want?
Only to be his girlfriend. He's like, why don't we just move together to one of the continents?
Oh, yeah,
what
that
are you
too.
Talking about, Gary? Yeah. He's literally just like...
What does he want?
He's freaking out.
Yeah, he's freaking out because he's not getting the validation that he wants. All the girls have finally said, bye, leave me alone. And now he's like, oh, shit. Like, I don't have a little puppet anymore. Wait, is he the puppet? No, he's the puppet master.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a puppet, right? Is that...
Well, now he doesn't have a puppet. Now he's like, what do I do? What do I do? None of these girls are flocking to me?
Yeah.
It's like, no, they've come to their senses.
Pretty crazy.
It's so good.
So good. I literally binged it, too, because you're right.
Sorry, closer to the mic, please. Right, like, I mean, the audio. You
no,
know,
that's all you get. No. That's all you get.
Come in.
No. Lather yourself in it.
She just... said I was right.
You were nice. Look at I. But it got good. Like, because I think in the beginning there was that slow build up. And eventually, like, characters started developing and stuff. So I was like, damn. I'm into it.
There is going to be a reunion, which is great.
I saw that, yeah. And 2 back-to-back seasons Monday.
You mean episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... They were doing that recently. They've been, like, doubling up. I'm not mad about it. Because it was the one last week. I was literally on my day off from seeing human beings.
I was waiting for the episode.
I'm literally, like, I turned Bravo on, and I'm just like, oh, why is, like, Chef Rachel on? Like, no, there's no new episode. What am I doing myself?
You should go fuck yourself.
I think I just was continuing to watch Martha's Vineyard.
I finished it.
You finished it? Is the season over?
Yeah.
Or you're caught up? It's over, really?
Yeah. So typically, I think I've started to notice when the season is new, like the first one, it's short.
Okay.
Which makes sense. And it was 2 weeks long, too. So you know how, like, Winter House was very short, but it was, like, 2 weeks long? Whereas, like, Summer House is, like... 8 weeks long.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's also an established, you know, show.
I'm not caught up with it yet.
We can talk about it later. That's fine. Because I still have more Below Deck stuff. Because I was going to say, well, I was going to ask who's now, because I asked you this question like a while ago, and then you were like, oh, we don't know the characters yet because we had just started watching Sailing Yacht.
Yeah.
Well, so now I'm asking you the question that we're all caught up. Who's your favorite character?
Okay, I will say I like all of them a lot more now than the beginning.
Agree. I feel like that's how it is, though, whenever we start a BD season.
I think it depends, because sometimes they can turn into the villains, and you're like, oh my gosh, I totally thought they were fair. Different, you know?
Fair.
I think Chase was really annoying in the beginning, but now he's actually, like, kind of fun. And
I he's love right. him.
Yeah, is he your fave?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's so funny. Like, he's just so dumb and, like, not... I mean, I feel bad for the kid, too. Do you laugh whenever he gets so disappointed that he's not getting a girl or anything?
Yes, and he keeps hitting on the chef, and she's just like, oh, Chase, oh.
I know, she's like, flattered, but no.
He keeps shooting his shot. It's like, she has a girlfriend, dude. Like, boyfriend. Like, obviously, this nothing's going to happen.
Poor boy is but, like, I just want to get some, and I can't.
Shoot your shot, bro. I mean... It is so funny. And he does have some really good one-liners. Like, I can't remember any of them.
So it makes me laugh a bunch. I know. I don't remember either. But I like him a lot. I love Alex, but he needs to cut his hair.
Yeah. See, Alex, he's I like him more now than I think I did before. He's smarter and I think more mature than I initially thought.
So mature. Yeah. Like, I'm shocked. Like, how put together he is. Because, honestly, every Below Deck show, everyone's, like, a hot mess, crazy, sloppy. Like, but he, like, started off really drunk. And maybe that's why he was, like... Remember there was that scene where he was drunk giving Captain Glenn his water?
Oh, my gosh. I love that scene.
Glenn's like, what are you doing?
He's just trying to, like, put it on his head on his bed. And he's just like, what's going on? I love that scene.
But honestly, ever since then, though, like, he's been very put together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, respectful.
Even the scenes, I think that, like, when Chase is on nights, and then Alex comes on in the morning, and then there were the problems with, like, a few things being missed while Chase is on nights. And Alex would talk to Gary about it because he's head of department. And then Gary would talk to Chase, but Gary really, honestly, I think he was trying to start drama. Like, he was blowing out of proportion. He'd be like, oh, yeah, dude, 100%. Alex is so pissed. And Chase honestly kind of, like, saw right through it. And then they went and talked to each other. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, clearly Gary's just, you know, like, miscommunicating and blowing. Like it could have been, like, such a blow up. And, like, you know,
the producer told Gary to do that. Do you think?
No, I think Gary is just a drama king. Gary King.
Gary King. Yeah. Is there a Gary King ever? Or are you just saying Gary King?
His name is Gary King.
Wait, that's his name?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know. Doesn't suit him.
Not at all. Not at all. If anything, the fact that his last name is King just shoots up the ego.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
That's so funny. Chase is your fave.
So who's everybody?
Does it have to be a new person?
No, you can pick whoever you want.
I love Colin. I really,
really
do. Yeah. I mean, I love Days too. I really love both of them. I wish they could be together. I know they're never going to be together, but I really, really love both of them.
So you're team Colin and Daisy?
Of course. I mean,
I want Gary and Daisy to be together.
Oh my God. What are you
saying? Poll for the group. Do you guys want Gary and Daisy together or do you guys want Colin and Daisy together? Put your answer in the poll. You have our answers. We are, what's the word?
Split?
Sure. We are not aligned.
We are not aligned.
No,
On Spotify.
Okay. We can have differences. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
It's fun.
On Spotify, we'll put a poll with the episode, and you can respond if you're team Gary or your team Colin.
Wedding.
It is a bit warm.
I know. I like...
Hope you guys are staying cool out there. It's a hot summer. The hottest day ever recorded on Earth, most likely. I think it was Tuesday. It was either Monday or Tuesday. It was this week on Earth, the whole planet, like, collectively.
But it was like here in Boston or like everywhere?
The average temperature on all of Earth.
It was on Tuesday?
It was either Monday or Tuesday. Or Sunday.
I'm trying to think.
It was sometime the beginning of this week.
Monday, we were out all day. Well, I was. You were home.
Being a hermit.
Yeah. It didn't feel that hot on Monday.
I mean, it was just like an average.
Tuesday was
world.
Raining. I mean, that's pretty crazy because, dude, it like this July is hot as BS. Like, I love summer, but holy shit. Like, or I just need a better AC. I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, it's because I'm wearing pants. I usually don't wear pants when I'm sitting at home. And right now I am sweating. But okay, one more question for you. Because we're going to have to wrap up soon. So where would you like to see Below Deck next? Does it matter if it's...
Anywhere in the world.
Does it matter if they've already been there? It doesn't matter if it's sailing yet. It doesn't matter what it is. Because I was thinking about this earlier. And I was like, I don't think they've done this. But you go answer.
So you have an answer.
Oh, yeah. I have an answer for every question I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, you have time to think about it. But on the spot. So this is kind of going off like Below Deck Adventure, which we know, like, that's the one in Norway. We know that's not the best one yet. Who knows? Maybe it'll get better.
Did you watch it? I did.
You didn't?
Did not.
Oh.
You watched it?
Yeah.
What?
I watched all the Below Decks. All of them.
You never told me you watched it.
It was a while ago. We didn't have this beautiful podcast.
I know. That's true. All right. Maybe I'll take a peek. Where do you...
So it's kind of going off of that idea, New Zealand, because it's very beautiful.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
It's just, like, so gorgina. I think it would be really nice.
It would be very fitting for Below Deck Adventure, because they have a lot of adventure there.
What's your answer?
I would love to see Below Deck in Mykonos.
Ooh.
How fun would that be?
Yeah.
They've done Greece before. I don't exactly remember where. But I don't think they've done Mykonos. And Mykonos is like a fun party scene too. I mean, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
R.I.P.
Throwback to that show. I miss that show.
Me too.
It was such a stupid good show to watch. Like, guys, I don't know if you ever checked it out. Was it on like...
I don't even know what it was on.
I don't remember.
Either.
I was using your free TV and that's how I was using your TV account and that's how I watched it.
I mean, I don't think it could have been Bravo, was it?
No, but it definitely was on cable.
It was what it was called, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club?
You know what? I'll look it up and maybe we can get back to our fans. I wonder if it's still like there, like on demand, where you can like... Well, folks, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's so good. You don't even need to be a Lindsay Lohan fan. It's just like fun, mindless. The drama's great. It's in Mykonos. Mykonos is good vibes. How can you not like it? But I was thinking about that and I thought, Below Deck and Mykonos would be pretty cool.
Good answer, mate.
Well, that's it for me. I know we gotta get ready and wrap up to hit the club, so...
Do you have any final thoughts?
Nah. I mean, more like, am I gonna have another one of the Society Spritz later for the pregame? Not sure.
Always the world's toughest question. I have another one. Well, is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I have two more. So, like, you can have one, and then I can have one.
We'll talk offline. We'll take this offline.
We'll take it off.
Yeah. We don't want to keep the folks on the phone.
All right, do you have any final thoughts?
Hope everyone had a happy and safe 4th. And, yeah, like you mentioned.
Happy 4th, guys.
Happy belated 4th. Stay cool. And if anyone invites you to a place that doesn't have air conditioning, say, quote, I will not be attending your... party at your terrarium.
Oh my goodness.
That's inhumane, and we're not lizards. We're humans. So that's all I have to say.
I agree to that. All right. That's it.
Thanks, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us on any of the apps.
If you like. And do the polls, too. They're fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And shoot us a DM if you have anything you want us to talk about. Obviously, there's less Bravo shows going on now, but we... always have a lot to talk about.
There's a lot of questions I had for you, so I'll save it for next recording because I think it'll be fitting before your next trip. Yes, guys, Monica's going on another freaking trip. I literally can't right now. You do this to yourself, okay?
These are all out of necessity. This is a bachelorette trip, too.
We'll chat more about it next episode.
You'll find out where next episode. You'll find out where I'm going.
And it can be Bravo related, too. So.
Suspense.
Yeah, keep the surprise. Keep them on their toes.
I know you guys are literally not going to sleep now that I've put out this feeler, but you're going to have to wait. I'm sorry.
All right, toodles.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.